This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I have found people sometimes choose their real estate agent in the most unusual way. Well, the agent down the street sold that house so they can sell mine. Or, my relative is brand new in the business and I want to help them. Or, my friend sells real estate on the side and will give me a good deal on commission. These are all valid considerations, but after all my years in the real estate business, the advice I give people is interview 2 to 3 agents. Find out what they think about your home, how they would price it, and what they suggest you do to prepare to make the most for your home. Last, when interviewing agents, make sure that I am one of the brokers you speak with. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Also, find out why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's Shell Done Rosengarten at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Now with Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast and reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi you can control. Trying to gather the family for dinner? You can pause the Wi-Fi. Need to get the kids offline for bed? You can set a curfew. Want to make sure your kids are actually off their devices? You can check who's online with the Xfinity XFi app. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 9/30/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BT, BFE, extra, and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Hi, this is Troy Five-Ash, owner of Five-Ash Roofing. As most of you know, I don't have a history of bragging or boasting that Five-Ash Roofing is the best roofer in the Memphis area, but did you know we are the only diamond-level roofing professional in the area? We are one of very few local roofing companies that have been in business for 20 years. We've never had a justified claim against us. We are locally owned and family-operated. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingles. We're experts in insurance claim. We do residential and commercial work. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. We support local youth sports and St. Jude's. We have worked with churches and veteran services to help those in need by providing services at a deep discount or even for free. We are currently working with Young Life to give them a free roof on the historic log cabin in Germantown. Five-Ash Roofing. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or MemphisRoofer.com.
Five-Ash Roofing is what you do. We're here for you. Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, the hash browns have been delivered. Thanks to Ashley in promotions for getting the hash browns all, getting them here fresh and hot. You're still taking them out. You're still taking them out of the their sleeves.
Well, yeah, I'm prepping them, John. I'm getting them ready to be devoured. 25 hash browns in front of me. We're doing them in stacks of five here.
So you're not even going to
You're supposed to. This is actually your job, John.
Okay,
you should be describing what's going on get focused on
all right, so let me do
competitive eating.
First of all, welcome to the Hash Brown Chowdown Challenge presented by...
Oh, Bennett, I won't be needing any more out than what's already there. And Bennett Doyle has joined us as an extra assistant, an extra set of hands.
We
really
have napkins. Marcus, let's look.
Well, wait, what's this bag for?
She has napkins.
Well, they've gone out of their way to add some cash prizes if I can get up to 50. So that will get us up to 50.
Oh, I got you.
This is the 25 that I said I would do.
A couple extra.
Yeah, well, not just a couple, many extra. There's many extra available. Some of these are so greasy they're not getting out of the package. Just want to document that as well. Some so greasy, having trouble getting them out of the paper.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right, so we have some odds. Yes is minus 140 that you can eat 25. No plus 125. I'm hammering that no. I'm hammering. I'm putting down $12,000 on the no plus 125. But listen, let's just kind of go through.
Y'all got a picture of this?
This doesn't look that daunting.
Dude,
now that it's spread out in front of him,
okay,
five stacks of five. You see how I did it?
Facebook here.
I know everybody is very excited about this.
This is how you can know what number I'm on it's going to be a blur once I get started.
Can you move your laptop though? Because you don't need it where you're going, bud.
Grease splattering all over it.
Yeah, you don't need that. I just need to see this. Okay, so before we get started, are prepared.
They smell fantastic. Thank you, McDonald's. I mean, this is a smorgasbord of, as Bennett Doyle would say, a smorgasbord of grease.
Yes, it is.
A potato smell here.
Yes, it's going to smell like hash browns in here for 3 weeks.
There are people like covering their noses like the smell. It's so overpowering.
All right, so listen, Jason. Jason is about...
She can't even control herself.
Jason is
about... I haven't even started yet.
...to rise from the hashes like a phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hash brown challenge.
Bennett, I find it much more odd. The task appears more daunting now that they're in front of me.
I knew you needed me in here.
Yep.
For the support.
No,
I wanted to come sit next to you.
Having you back.
Let's give people, I know everybody's so excited, let's give people some backstory on why this is taking place. Yesterday during the rundown, you were talking about the hot dog eating contest that takes place every 4th of July.
Yeah, this 30 for 30 that
premiered
last night.
This is something that is taking place because we love America. That is why this is happening. And Jason was thinking, we got to thinking, well, what's the item of food that we could do this with? You know, can we do it with hot dogs? And you said your item of choice would be McDonald's hash browns.
That's right.
And you boldly said that you could eat 50.
Yeah, that was really
foolish.
In
10 minutes. And I said, you know what? F that. You can't do half that.
Yeah, you kind of tried to say it. You saved me on that one.
And you said,
I may not make this.
Absolutely.
So I'm a little less optimistic now looking at the actual.
The challenge is 10 minutes, 25 hash browns, one sitting.
Uh-huh.
However, Affordable Blinds has stepped up. And they have made this even sweeter for you. If you, Jason Smith, can finish 30 hash browns in 10 minutes, you will get a cash prize of $100, courtesy of Affordable Blinds.
Yep.
If you can eat 40, we got 50. If you can eat 40, you will get $200.
Again, I'm really so focused on 25, but go ahead and tell them what I get if I can get to 50.
The grand prize, if you eat all 50.
You're messing with my mind, all these numbers. I need to be focused on what's in front of me.
So
appreciate you, Chip Wiggins. I don't think I'll be getting the 50 for the 300.
Do you have a before we get started? Do you have a strategy?
Yeah, I'm gonna go buy the stack, and that way you'll be able to keep count. Once I've knocked out, I thought about putting them all into a bowl, like you said. Not doing it that way, you only be able to keep count that way. You wouldn't have any idea of how many I've actually consumed. So I think in doing it five per stack, five stacks, you'll be able to to tell our listeners where I am in the contest and how far I've gotten.
But are you doing like the Kobayashi thing or the
Joey
Chestnut
style? You're just
going
to have to watch. Don't worry. Your style, you're going to see. That will be revealed once it gets going. I'm not telling you what my style is before we start.
What is the most?
Because, again, I don't know, Bennett, to be quite frank, to be very honest with you.
What is the highest amount of hash browns that you have ever eaten at one time before this?
I mean, like 3 or 4. But it felt like I could do many more, clearly. And now I have that opportunity right here in front of me to see how many more I can do. John, you're going to have to hold yourself together because calling the action is going to be important for our listeners. They can't see us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have it on Facebook Live if you want to see that.
Well, shout out. Facebook community joining us now.
Yeah, I've got it live here.
Okay, I want to go around the room before we start this.
Look at my fingers.
They are very greasy.
Man.
Hey, here's some napkins.
Oh, I have many. Okay. Thank you. I've got more than enough napkins.
I want to go around the room really quickly. I want everybody to get involved, everybody that's a part of this. Bennett, will he be able to do it? 25-10.
I'm gonna say yes.
Marcus, come to the mic. Do you believe that Jason can do
optimism.
It? 25 hash browns in 10 minutes.
Yes.
You have a believer.
Thank you.
In Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
Ashley, come to the mic. Here, just come to this one. You can come
to
this mic.
Just been laughing the whole
time. Or whatever.
You're
over there. 25-10. Can he do it?
Everyone else saying yes, I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, okay. So
you're probably
going to
be on the right side of history.
And Brad, can he do it?
Hell no.
Hell no, he says.
The grease factor is real. I mean, it's real.
Jason.
And no, love the McDonald's grease. It's a lot.
As your partner, I want you to know that I believe in you, bro.
Well, my insurance agent's already called. Said, good thing you've got the life insurance policy. We've already checked on that.
Because this is
beforehand.
You're going to clog some arteries.
Good thing that you're in good shape.
Well, now there
CJ
is ketchup
and
packets
fine.
To no, help it
no,
slide
no,
down.
That's going to make it harder.
No. The Coke's going to make it slide down easier.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Are you ready to do this?
Hang
now,
on.
Can we get a timer? Let's say we got to set a timer. You got 10 minutes.
All right.
Bennett's got the timer. This is the official timer here of Hash Brown Chowdown Challenge presented by Affordable Blinds. Again, up to $300 on the line if you finish all 50.
You keep talking about the money. Let's get to the 25 first.
All right.
Then you can start talking about
this,
bonus
bro.
Time. Thank
this,
you, Bennett. That's the kind of support I need right there.
This is the greatest challenge of your young life, Jason.
It's not too young anymore.
All right. Here we go. The Hash Brown Chow Down Challenge presented by Affordable Blinds begins in 5, 4.
Move this mic.
3, 2, 1. Eat. He is devouring.
That's a lot. That's a bunch.
Turn out the top. Okay, so he has stacked 5 of them.
Oh no, I'm not gonna make this. I can already tell you.
Now, John, you're going to
just start it.
You're going to have to provide some kind of commentary.
You can't just sit here. Going to be required to actually chew up five at one time.
He has stacked 5 of them like a sandwich. He's taking his second bite now. He's about halfway.
It's going to take me a minute
to get
this down. That's going to be the problem.
It's a good strategy, John.
He has no prayer.
Well, the bites are very big.
I don't know. I think you should.
I will say, too many swigs of Coca-Cola early, that is going to sit in your stomach.
Just one.
No, but I think you should have done them one by one. But again, it's your strategy. We are two bites.
Look at how much I'm having to chew.
Yeah, it's a lot.
See, if you watched the 30 for 30 last night, they were dipping it in hot water.
They were.
We need a thing of hot water.
He just dipped it in Coke.
Okay.
He's going back. Bite number 3. And he is about.
It does make it softer.
He says it does make it softer.
You understood.
Yeah, I got it. He is about 3/4 of the way through the first stack. Mm-hmm. He's got 4 left.
There's no chance I'm going to make 5 stacks of this. Well, I didn't realize.
He's commentating himself.
How much is here.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
And I really just feels like I'm getting my – there's still some up in the higher of my cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really – I haven't cleaned out the first 3
bites. Okay, he's going for number 4.
He's going to get the jaw arthritis.
Oh, if I can see these 5, it's going to be something. And that will feel like fun. And I'm wiping my mouth. Joey doesn't worry about wiping his mouth.
Now, here's the problem. A lot of it is spilling onto the napkin.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way we're making the 10 minutes.
Will he be able to get through 2 stacks, I think, is the question that you have to ask yourself now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's having problems getting through 1 stack of 5.
It's too much.
Can you make it through the first one?
I think so. Maybe the first one in 10 minutes.
The actual
getting it down, you know, you can only swallow so much.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That part's killing me the most.
Okay, is this going to be bite number 5?
Yeah.
Bite number 5.
There's still a lot of hash brown in these first 5. I mean, there's a lot left.
Bite number five. Okay, so we're working our way through the first stack.
How many minutes?
It's been about 3 minutes.
Damn it.
About 2:30.
2 minutes and 30 seconds is what it's been so far.
I understand, champ.
No, but you have to keep going until the 10 minutes.
I mean, we
got to
see how much you can do.
Yeah, well, that's what you're watching right now. Yeah, you're watching how much I can do. You're doing that. Now, and I'm still chewing.
Now, in the 30 for 30, they were like crashing it into their mouth. Like, I think you need to.
Yeah, you're not getting a 30 for 30.
You definitely have a higher level of respect for what they do.
To be honest with you, you are not getting a 30 for 30, bro.
Like, no, you are not Kobayashi.
Did you expect a 30 for 30 out of this? Because it's not happening.
I actually expected to be on like hash brown 12 by now. Dude, that's what I expected.
You were on hash brown like 5.
Maybe the sandwich, the making them into a big giant mound, isn't the right strategy.
Oh,
I think you should have. I think you should have eaten them one by one.
Individual.
Yes, I think they go down quicker. Mm. So you're having to do.
I'm not thinking.
Because that's how they take the hot dogs off the buns and make them
remember,
smaller.
Remember, Jason, it's just a flattened tater tot. That's all it is. It's just 25 flattened tater tots.
And they get wide when they get flat.
Huh?
Wide. They get wide when they get flat.
Now,
there's more to it than that.
I also think it's a very controversial decision to attempt to commentate your own self while you're eating. You know, that's going to take some energy, and you're wasting time.
The jaw arthritis, yes, like Kobayashi got.
I stopped chewing since we started the contest, though?
No.
And like, fairness to me?
No, I haven't. I'm doing the entire time.
It is a lot of grease. His hands are covered. The napkins.
It's so much. How do you feel physically?
Some got in my eye.
Starting to be a little bit of a pushback.
Okay.
Down low. There's a little bit of a pushback now.
Yep. Your insides are boxing out.
Yeah.
He's going with a smaller. Now he's breaking that belt into smaller pieces.
I haven't been able to fully clear a whole load out of the mouth first, you know what I'm saying, before I go back in. And don't put that in a promo.
That's good. Brad is definitely
going to say that. That was awful. That phrasing was awful.
Now he's eating as if he's about to head to church, very slowly, very casually.
Again, trying to finish what's in my mouth.
Oh, this is it. This could be the first stack. This could be
Let's go.
This could be it.
Oh, you'll give me first stack?
Clear that.
Here?
No. Clear that. Oh, we've lost some. Some came up. A little came back up.
Oh, Jesus. This is disgusting.
Not going to make it.
Well, you have to keep going. You have 4 minutes left.
We got about 5.5, a little less.
You're kidding me.
5.5.
We're already halfway through?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's still 4 more stacks.
Still 4 more stacks. I think you have been we're not finished here. But
we're halfway through. You can change the strategy midway if you think that it'll help.
Well, you know.
Dude said I would break out in sweats, and that's starting to happen right now.
You have gotten to the part of the program where you are sweating. You have potato sweat, starch sweats.
Yeah.
Okay. So all you have to do is, if you have one more bite of the first stack, and then you can change your strategy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we're going to get that far. I don't think I can get to the change of strategy, because that will require, again, getting to the first stack. You see how much food's still in my mouth?
Are you tapping out after the first stack, before the first stack is even done?
I'm not going to tap out before I've started on the second, but I can tell you right now I'm not making the 25 and 10. Time my biggest obstacle right now.
Yeah, so for those of you who obviously cannot see because it's a radio show, he stacked up 5 hash browns on top of one another.
It feels like I got 20 in my mouth.
It's like a huge hash brown sandwich.
Now my nose is running.
And
everything we're breaking down.
And breaking
down.
And he has gotten through about, I would say, 4/5 of the first hash brown sandwich.
The pores are starting to open up a little bit.
Can you see
that grease coming out.
Yeah, man, it's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, are you going to attempt? You got one more bite of the first stack left. You can do this, and we'll give you credit.
Can I finish what's in my mouth, fool?
I'm trying to get you.
You can't put me. I'm not Chestnut. I'm not Kobayashi, fool. This is real radio and a real person over here. You understand that? You're not going to tell me. You're not going to force me.
The emotion's
running. I'm trying to finish one here.
The emotion's running very high, as you can tell.
I don't like the way you're commentating over there.
Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we are running out of time here. We are at 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Look how many stacks. Are you taking a picture of this? I mean, I'm not even close.
Again.
You can call it right now. I ain't getting to 25. Yeah. The question's, can I get to 6?
Tempers are flaring. The tempers are flaring for Jason.
Yeah, I'm getting
right
a little angry with you and how you're posing this.
I think you're angry with yourself. I think you're getting upset with yourself for thinking you could do 50.
My God has humbled me once again.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm finishing the first stack.
You have 3 minutes.
Wiping this grease off my fingers.
I also think
How do they taste?
They're fantastic.
They taste good?
Yeah.
They look good.
They haven't turned me on.
They look very good.
I worried
good.
That eating a lot would turn me on forever. Not the case. I'll be back next week. The problem is the time and the constant chewing of your jaws that I'm trying to talk. Can't do it.
Have you earned a new respect for the competitive eater?
100%. I watched the 30 for 30 last night twice trying to get inspiration for this to draw clever tips, that kind of thing.
What's the timing looking like?
Oh, we're at 7 minutes and 30 seconds.
So you have
Dude,
two
I'm about to throw up, if that's what I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Don't
that's
do,
what
don't
I'm saying. John asked
yeah.
me to go up the second stack. He a damn fool, Brad.
Okay, we'll just say.
Like, I gave it a shot. I put my foot in my mouth. You tried to save me. I said
you
50.
You put a hash brown in your mouth as
Tell Chip Wiggins, you know, give that 300 to a good cause. We're not going to make it.
He's wiping off his hands right now.
I mean, they are. You don't prepare yourself. Again, you get one or two of these things, you tell yourself, they ain't that greasy. Yeah. You get 50, and yeah. you can literally see it coming through the bag.
You can definitely see the grease coming through the bag. That is definitely
true. Memphis, I'm sorry. I did. I gave
no,
me my
No, you don't have to apologize.
It's the chewing. The chewing. That's what set me back.
So, I mean, officially, with a minute left.
What you need is it to be sliding down, literally, with yes. very few chews.
Now, you have not had any Coke. You have not gone back to the Coke.
No.
In quite some time.
Because once I dipped it in there, it made it off.
It made it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that carbonation.
Yeah, we have a minute and a half left, and it looks like we've made it through five.
I don't even think we've made it through five.
I'm ready to fire.
There is some residue on the table.
I'm ready to fire black and mild. I got a full. That's what you do on a full belly.
We made it through four and a half. We've made it through four and a half. Can we get through one?
What we found out is that I finally got my mouth clean. What we found out is
here it is,
my stomach capacity.
For the first stack, it's done. He yep. did it.
Thank you.
He got through one stack.
Man, I got five done in 10. That's a letdown. I still got a minute left.
And there's still have 1 minute exactly.
Make it 5.5.
He's switching
yep.
strategies.
Yep.
Make it 5.5.
See, that's easier, right?
Mm-hmm. It was,
you should have done that. Mm-hmm. I think it was overwhelming at first with that big mound of hash brown.
Man, what was the over-under? What was that money coming in on?
I put $12,000 on no plus 125. Man. Yeah. And so, listen, I think we can call it. I think we can call it here.
McDonald's.
I think you're satisfied,
throw
Jason.
Throw the damn towel. Throw the towel.
I think we got to throw the towel.
Exhibition.
You did not rise from the hashes. You did not rise from the hashes, Jason. The hashes rose from you. And
would anyone like a hash brown?
We got plenty. I actually think I do want a hash brown.
I know it smells good. Bennett reached right in and smelled like
I don't
family.
Want one.
Have one
I don't
one.
Want one now.
I think I do want a hash brown, but I'll get it for myself. I'll get it. You got all kinds of stuff going on with your hands.
Nothing but respect for Chestnut.
You are not a McDonald's All-American.
No.
Not in this sense.
No. But the official tally, has the timer officially run out?
Oh, you still have 10 seconds if you want to make a last.
10 seconds. You can make it 6.
10, 9, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well,
thank you.
Everybody was on a different count.
Got accounts screwed up
there. I did 5.5 in 10 minutes.
5.5 is the official tally for the first annual.
Oh, man.
The inaugural, I guess you should say. Hash brown
down
challenge. Jason got through 5.5.
Ashley, thank you for going and doing this.
Hash browns.
Marcus, thank you for documenting it. Bennett, thank you for the moral support. John, your commentary was awful. Brad, appreciate your setup in this.
Well, yeah, I don't know if the Facebook live works. You're off the hook there.
I thought you'd get through two stacks, bro. I mean, I did. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, when you planted that seed of doubt, fool, what chance did you think I had then?
I didn't
hear Bennett coming in here talking, man, I don't think so.
I said I believe in you, man.
Bennett said they're going to win 50 games. They're going to make the playoffs.
All right, so what – but he says that about every team ever. So it's like his support is just like – it's just obligatory. What did you learn about the hash brown, about yourself, about all of it?
The density. I underestimated the density of these hashes. I think these were specially made, quite frankly. This is not what you normally get. I think these were specially made or something like that for the show.
Extra hash.
Made a little extra
these
dense.
Are a little hashy. I can't lie.
The actual
They're
chewing,
hashy?
They're thick.
What you really learned, they are.
They're the thick cut.
These are like super thick. And man, they
are.
These are like hash brown
they
steaks.
They got a little weight to them. Each one's got a little bit more weight to them than what I'm used to.
The good folks at McDonald's are probably pissed they had to make so many. That's probably what
well,
it was.
And given the volume, they did a nice job on those.
The other part is now you see what the water is actually for with those competitive eaters, it's so it slides down literally so there are fewer yeah. bites. And each bite, mm-hmm. each bite.
All right, so here's the deal. I got a text message from Chip. Yeah. And he's obviously very disappointed in
I'm
you.
I'm sure he is.
He had high hopes for you. However, yeah. he said that he...
I mean, he sprung for this.
He said he will donate that $300 to whatever charity you pick.
Hey. Oh, man. That,
some good coming out here, Jason.
What a great man.
So thanks to Chip Wiggins for that gesture, even though, again, just an absolutely dreadful performance. And honestly,
I let my son down. He was listening.
I'm going to say this.
It's okay, CJ.
He was rooting for me,
as
Brad.
Somebody yeah. sitting right across from you and your partner, I think it was a strategic error.
You think?
I think
gone for the five.
I think you were a little too ambitious going for the hash brown sandwich. If you would have eaten them one by one, you have more time to sort of digest. you know, and it goes down quicker and easier. As such,
I got too backed up.
You had 2 pounds of potato in your mouth at one time.
Yep.
And you know, that
nah,
is.
That's not happening.
That is. No. That ain't happening for a while.
I will say this. I'm just glad you didn't barf in the studio. I was really concerned.
Yeah, I got. There was one moment there where I felt.
Did you have a little reflux going?
Yeah, a little reflux thing.
Yeah, so anyway, man.
I'm a little sick. I don't know about y'all.
Round of applause for our contestant
here. Yeah. But good job, Jason.
I feel like we need to take these and feed some folks.
Yeah, there will not be a 30 for 30.
No, no,
I hope you know that. There will not be a 30 for 30. But,
man.
You know what? Maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll be better.
What a letdown.
Anyway, there you go. That's the inaugural Hash Brown Chowdown.
5.5 in 10 minutes. Beat it.
92.9 gave you 6. That is not the official tally.
Nah, you can't really round
it's
up.
It's 5. It's definitely 5.5. All right, and then we're being generous because you left a lot of residue from the first stack on the plate. So we're going to give you 5.5. That's the official score. We're going to go clean up. Back in a minute. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station, and we're proud to serve you this 4th of July as we celebrate our independence on air in Memphis on 92.9 FM, 680 AM, and on the radio.com app. Free agency coverage live. Memphis's NBA station is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today. 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then?
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there is a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I will be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah. I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has proudly been serving the Mid-South for all your air conditioning, heating, plumbing, and air duct cleaning needs for residential and commercial customers since 1958. To those who support our company and family, we invite you to visit our website and click Refer a Friend to receive up to $100 for each referral mailed back to us. To those who haven't used us yet, visit our website for coupons like our $25 off first service or $25 off air duct cleaning. For those that wanted clogged drains, we have a $99 drain line cleared coupon. And for the commercial business, we have our $99 each commercial tune-up coupon to help keep your business up and running. So visit our website at choateshvac.com or give us a call today at 755-4797 for all your residential and commercial needs. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Get to Nissan's July 4th sales event and save big on our award-winning lineup. Shop choosenissan.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, Jason needs a nap right now. He is in a food coma after 5.5 hash browns. And listen, if it was that time to take a nap right now, you would need to do it on a Sleepy Z's mattress, because Sleepy Z's mattresses and furniture by Michael's owner is where, you know, you're always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture every day of the week. Our man Michael has been in the business for over 18 years. It's because of that time and experience that he's earned the trust of his customers. That's why he's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and why he's been voted Memphis Most Best Mattress Store 4 years in a row.
It's because he's got it all. Pardon me if I go slow while I read. He's got it all when it comes to the Serta line, Serta Eye Comfort, the Beautyrest Silver and Platinum. He's also got the Beautyrest Black line, too. You're going to sleep well on those mattresses because of the price that you paid. In addition to that 50 to 80% off retail store price, you're going to get another 10% off when you mention you roll with Jason and John. Michael's cool like that. Best price in town, so why would you shop anywhere else? It ain't just the mattresses. You can furnish your entire home over at Sleepy Z's. They're located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feed right there in Bartlett. Or you can check them out online at SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zunner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Anthony Hall says on Twitter that you gave us a Chandler Parsons version of a competitive food eater today.
Man. I thought the one, you know, getting that one stack down, I think, again, yeah, my technique might have been off. But what's the math on that? 5.5, 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's not very good.
Not very good at all.
I think it was more than anything else a strategic error.
Again, a lot of times for McDonald's, like we talked about with Bennett, you know, you get a two-bite hash brown, a little thin one. These were not thin hash browns. That's my only defense. I failed.
Yep. Anthony Saint covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer. He joins us every Wednesday. He joins us now.
Now it's Anthony Saint.
Anthony Saint covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer and is co-host of the Outsiders podcast
on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
Say, what's up, man?
Man, what's going on, John? What's going on, my guy?
Hey, 5.5 hash browns for Jason in 10 minutes. How would you describe that performance?
It sounded like he had a bad strategy, because surely you could have ate more than 5 in 10 minutes. I heard y'all say something like he tried to stack them all up.
He did.
Like
he stacked them up in five and tried to eat them like a big sandwich.
Yeah, I was, you know, watching too much, man. 30 for 30.
Nah, man, you got to hit them one at a time and hit them with the water. Got to lube your throat up, bro. Got to keep your throat lubed up.
Yep, that was the problem. I couldn't do that once my mouth was full.
Yeah, but you got to watch more adult films. You got to watch
films. Don't need that. The Deacon don't need that, though, brother. The Deacon doesn't need that. You feeling good that Chandler Parsons is no longer on the Memphis books?
Yeah, man. I got over the whole Chandler Parsons thing a couple of years ago, so I'm not really, you know, that's kind of a dead horse or whatever to me.
Sure.
But I'm just glad to see forward progression by the front office, that they're constantly making positive moves in the right direction. Another good move today. Now, it's kind of a wash pretty much as far as basketball or anything else is concerned, because, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if neither Solomon Hill nor is it Miles Plumlee? Which one of the Plumlees was it? Miles, right?
It was Miles, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if either one of them never played. You'll probably see Miles actually playing. In the event that they do that, they'll probably end up waving Rab or whatever. But it's a positive move as far as PR is concerned, definitely. Because there were still so many fans that no matter what the Grizzlies were doing, the fact that Chandler Parsons was still on the roster was causing a lot of issues with a certain group of fans. So, yeah, as far as PR is concerned, if nothing else happens, it's a good move just for that.
I mean, we were talking about it earlier. I mean, it's the biggest thing with him is that clearly last year everything went sour, you know, went south between Chandler and the front office. And now you're trying to build a new culture around Ja and Jaren. And if, you know, with that respect, isn't it great and a great timing that they're able to move off of Chandler and really start to build the thing out?
Yeah, I think a lot of the perception of Chandler as far as – I think there was a divide as far as what the reality of Chandler Parsons was actually in the locker room and what his perception was to the media and fans. A lot of media and fans believe that Chandler was some type of cancer or the guys didn't like him. Oddly enough, Chandler was one of the favorites in the locker room, but especially a lot of the young guys really like Chandler. He's a likable dude across the NBA. He's a real party maniac, so to speak. But, you know, I've got my issues with what he calls a twerk in the booty party or whatever, on the boat or whatever. I have an issue with his definition of a twerk party, but he seems to be a pretty fun guy. But like I said, a lot of guys seem to like him or whatever. But, yeah, you know, guys like Jeff, who y'all had on earlier. You were on his show, weren't you, John? Something like that.
Yeah, he came on ours too, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that Jeff Calkins' obsession with hating on Chandler Parsons is equal to the level that he says that I have as far as hate from Arkansas. So there goes that.
Interesting. Interesting. I sensed a little bit of rivalry there. So it's Jeff's hating too much on Chandler. He says you hating too much on Mark. Is that what I'm picking up on?
I'm not trying to act like I'm taking up for Chandler, but I just think what he does as far as taking sides to Chandler Parsons as an individual is a little bit too much for me. I mean, but whatever. We're all celebrating Chandler's gone. Just trust me. It's going to become a time where I'm going to have to really put out what I really got to say about Jeff Calkins, but this ain't the time.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's keep it respectful. We're going to keep respectful.
Yeah.
Tell me this, in terms of climbing and the moves he's made, you put this one on top of the shrewd pile, there's no question about it, in terms of your optimism and how they're doing. I don't see any way that you can look at this and not be encouraged by what that front office has gotten done so far.
I wouldn't put it on top of it. I added to the pile, of course, but I don't think it's their top move. Cause, I mean, I think the best thing about the trades they made today is that they didn't bring back any years. Because people always assume if you traded Chandler Parsons, you'd be trading him for a guy that's got 2 or 3 years
or
left on his contract.
Or you have to give up a pick or something like that.
Or we'd have to give up something.
Yep.
Yeah, the fact that you could do it and you didn't have to add on years or two more expiring contracts. And two guys, too, they can play. I mean, they can get on the court and play basketball as opposed to where it actually can run up and down the court, something that Chandler couldn't do. So, of course, that's a plus as well. But like I said, I wouldn't put it at the top. No, I still think that the best thing that they did was the Mike Conley trade, because everything else really has been a result of the Mike Conley trade.
Oh, yeah.
So
they're still getting assets.
It feels like they have like a million flippable contracts right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they got Kyle Korver, which, I mean, do you consider him a flippable contract, or do you think he just never makes it to opening day?
Yeah, with the deal that they made today, with those two contracts combined, I think being more than Chandler's and them trying to avoid being over the tax line, I think I pretty much guarantee. I probably 90% predicted Avery Bradley and Kyle Korver are probably about to get waived.
Right. Gotcha. But then you still have, towards the trade deadline, you have Jay Crowder, you know. What do you think ultimately happens with Andre Iguodala? Because there seems to be Stephen A. Smith said on his radio show that obviously Andre Iguodala wants a buyout, and that would make some sense. Do the Grizzlies have any incentive, any kind of motivation to buy him out?
Here's the thing with that. I wrote about that today in an article that's on the Memphis Flyer website that posted this morning. Here's my concern with all of that. I think that the Grizzlies, everyone understands, is ultimately the Grizzlies' call to decide what they want to do. But they want to trade him, but they want to try to keep him on the team or buy him out or whatever. I was one of the main people that was ranting big time about the Grizzlies trying to trade him before they do anything. But I'm kind of backing off of that because it's really not worth the PR attack that the Grizzlies would get from the national media if it comes off like the Grizzlies are holding him against his will. And that's destined to happen. As teams like the Lakers are scrambling to try to fill up their roster, you know people are going to – the Stephen A. Smiths, all the national media are going to come at – if the Grizzlies are in a situation where they're holding Iguodala and they're just, you know, not doing anything with them, either trading them or whatever, buying them out or whatever, I don't really think it's going to be worth the kickback that they'll get from that. I do want them to make the best decision. I prefer them to trade him instead of buying him out because you definitely could get something for him. But it's kind of up in the air on whether it's worth – them going through all the drama that could come with it if they decide to go that route.
You know, we touched on this a little bit, but I don't think I realized how you've come around on the JVs on the signing and putting him back. Right at first, you weren't there. What's made you sort of come around on it? Was it the years? Was it the number was right for you? I think most of us were concerned about those years. What's kind of brought you around on that deal? I read where you said you like it now.
The years was a big deal. Yeah. I didn't want it to be four years.
Right. That's key.
$15 million was the line that I was like, okay, this is my comfort area is where I like for it to be. So the money is fine. It's around $15 million a year. So I'm fine with that. And just the fact that he's still a top tier center in the NBA, center position in the NBA is definitely changed. There's not as many true centers in the NBA, but I still would put Jonas in the top 10 or the top one third of the NBA as far as the NBA starting centers is concerned. And also, like I said, he's a guy that not only allows Jaren Jackson to play power forward, but in the small ball NBA, if Jaren's on the court playing power forward, he's a tremendous mismatch. A lot of teams are going super small, playing a second small forward to power forward. Just to the league, good luck thinking you're going to put that on Jaren Jackson because he's going to kill you. And he can guard you on the other end. He can guard your small forwards. and he is going to be a mismatch on the other end. So I like that strategy. It's just all up to if Valanciunas can fit in with what Taylor Jenkins does on offense and on defense as well. That's the biggest question mark. And as far as if he demands the ball at a high level, I don't want this to be the Feed Jonas situation, the Feed 17.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's not what you're looking for.
I don't want to see that because a lot of fans are looking at what he did at the end of the year last year and saying, well, this guy was doing 20 and 10. Like, we don't need him to be 20 and 10, Valanciunas. We need him to be a third option, fourth option on the team this season. So, but I'm looking forward to it, though. I'm glad that he's back.
We are, of course, talking to Anthony Saint. Joins us every single Wednesday here on the show. Covers the Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer. Where's Kawhi going? Is he going to be a Laker or is he staying in Toronto? What do you think? I guess he could also be a Clipper, too.
My gut says that he's staying in Toronto, but I think that the longer it goes on, the advantage goes to the Lakers. I think that the longer he thinks about it, I think if it was a quick decision, like a very quick decision, he would have went to the Clippers.
Right.
But the more that it goes on, I think that pretty much takes the Clippers out and helps the Lakers more and more as it goes on. Because, like I said, the media makes stuff happen. And there's so many guys that seem like they're pushing him to L.A. And, like I said, if I think the logic is going to sit in. Like, if I'm going to go to L.A., I don't want to be on the second-tier team. I'd be on the top team or whatever. And but like I said, I think the longer it goes, the farther it's pushing towards the Lakers. But my heart and my gut is still saying Toronto at this point.
Set the Lakers to the side because we'll figure out what happens there with Kawhi and whether or not they get him and sort of shut the league down because you feel like all the drama's over if he goes to the Lakers. In terms of teams with free agency, you think that it did the most good for themselves, shot themselves up the highest, which one would you pick? A lot of people think. Go ahead.
Of course, the Nets long-term next year when they have KD and Kyrie.
Right.
A lot of people, of course, are going to be in love with everything Utah does for some reason.
You're not in love with what they've done?
No. I mean, they got Conley, of course, in a trade, and they picked up
Bogdanović.
Bogdanović, he's an upgrade to Joe Ingles, I think, but you're probably going to have to play both of those guys at your three and your four, and I don't think that's good. I don't think this is going to work for them. I know there are a lot of teams that play small, but I'm just worried about what they'll be able to do defensively with those two guys on the court. I haven't been sold on what Utah does for a long time.
What about the Sixers? I'm curious, because that's been a hot pick. You know, adding Horford, letting Jimmy walk. You know, what about, are you buying them?
They had another strange offseason. I think that as far as, like, the East goes, any team really could come out, especially if Kawhi leaves. But that's one of those situations I'm going to have to see it on the court before I can really judge. They have a weird combination of guys on their team now. And I just think that they messed up a good thing that they already had going. They already had Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. I just think if you just surround those guys with shooters, that would have been fine. But they just did some wacky things last season, just overkill, that I think just kind of set them back. But, we'll see as far as that goes.
You mentioned that the media makes things happen. Did the media make Kevin Durant go to Brooklyn?
Oh, definitely, because they were on him so hard, and so many guys were, you know, calling him a coward and calling him a cupcake and snake and all those type of things. He definitely was paying attention to it. I think he's at a point now where he's trying to build his own legacy. And whether that's, you know, creating more championships or not, we'll see. But, I saw this coming a mile away from the way he was responding to the criticism.
Yo, Stephen A's, I've been surprised almost that he has stuck to his guns on this is a sucker move if he goes to L.A., just like it was for KD. But it seemed that there are so many differences in terms of he's coming off a title. He just won one. He's not coming from the team that just got beat to go join the team that beat him. Do you see them as similar? I found it odd that he's sticking to that. I think most of us see it as different situations. You're the same way?
Kawhi's in a situation where he won an NBA championship.
Yeah.
But playing second fiddle to the Tim Duncan era in San Antonio. He went to Toronto in a situation where he was clearly the best player on the team.
1A. Yep.
Drugged that team to a championship as the clear alpha. There's nothing else left for Kawhi Leonard to prove. At this point, he could just ride off into the sunset and just collect championships for the rest of his career if that's what he chooses to do. Because there's nothing about that can destroy his legacy. He's already done it at the highest level. Like I said, he already had two championships, two MVPs for two different teams. If he wants to go to L.A. and just stack championships at this point, it's definitely not the same thing as Kevin Durant because people even compare the LeBron thing to Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a bad comparison because, I mean, LeBron James did what it took to do to beat the teams at the top of the mountaintop. He joined up with teams to beat his rivals. He didn't join his rivals to beat everyone else. I mean, and that's what was always been odd when people try to compare KD to LeBron. LeBron didn't lose to the Celtics and go join the Celtics. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan didn't lose to the Pistons and then go join the Bad Boys. He did what he had to do to get his team together to beat the team on top. That's free ball one-on-one. You lose, you pick from guys from the sideline, and you come back and you beat the guys that just won. That's just how basketball works.
And I was not to interrupt you, but I was going just to add on to what you're saying, not that Kawhi needs it for his legacy, but can you imagine if he did short-term like we're talking about with Toronto, then you go back out and you beat this Lakers team? I'm not saying he would do it, but you'd say imagine that, what it would add to that. You turn around and beat AD and LeBron, then go, you know, maybe go show them you can beat them first.
Yeah, because I think Kawhi's legacy is one of the most underappreciated legacies in the NBA. This is something that me and Cam Rose talked about. Can't remember if we ever recorded it or not, but we talked about it. Cam Rose, of course, is my co-host for Outsiders Podcast. We talked about how one element of Kawhi Leonard's legacy that is the most underrated is that he came into the NBA as a defensive specialist. This guy was supposed to be somebody that was just a super athletic guy that we believe just could play defense, mm-hmm. couldn't shoot the ball, couldn't shoot free throws. And now he's turned into an alpha, like a Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan type, you know, create off the dribble ISO player. Yep. And that was nowhere near who he was even projected to be coming out of college. In the era of over-projecting guys and over-hyping guys and giving guys bad comparisons, Kawhi Leonard, I mean, who else can you compare to that, who has became a top-tier, top-five player in the NBA?
Yeah.
And he wasn't. It's almost like you look at Ja Morant. It's basically an NBA Ja Morant story as far as Kawhi Leonard is concerned, how it's a guy who he wasn't projected to be into this, and he's went there and beyond. So I think that his legacy is definitely underrated as far as that's concerned.
Hey, Saint, how are you going to celebrate the 4th of July?
I'm out of town with my family. We're in Orlando, just relaxing. I'm overlooking the golf course and all that stuff where everybody at work just feel good, man.
Are you doing the Disney thing or no?
Probably so this weekend, yeah.
Okay, all right, so check it out, man. Well, enjoy your weekend, man. Be safe. Appreciate the time,
enjoy
as always.
Enjoy your 4th, brother. Thank you for this.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yep, he is Anthony Sane. I want to say something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
What are you apologizing for?
I am so sorry that I did that to you.
Well, it was a setup.
And then I let that happen.
What, you got some heavier hash browns or something?
No, I did not request heavy hash browns.
That's why you asked for that poplar, McDonald's?
There's video of the request. So you can obviously tell that there was no special request, but
no, they were extra thick. Now
it was just
terrific
coverage here by the team.
It was amazing.
I haven't been able to go back and look because I haven't been able to check out the coverage yet.
It was
team coverage.
I can feel your health declining. I could just as the.
Think about it this way.
$300. I'm just happy I got through that segment. Again,
Jason, you helped a charity of your choice.
Jason's being all serious with Anthony Sane's like. Well, you know, he's not in a good mood anymore. He's all sad.
Trying to battle through here.
Yes.
Hey, shouts to you though. Seriously, somebody's gonna end up getting $300 for a solid charity.
Your charity of your choice.
Yeah.
Who have you decided on a charity? Do you know?
We're gonna do something for homelessness, maybe, maybe we give it to Sane's group that's feeding these kids.
Yes, that's perfect. Yeah. Yeah. That would.
But we will put it
would,
to absolute good use, and I'm dead serious. Thank you, Chip Wiggins.
Yeah,
no question
Wiggins,
about
no
that.
Doubt. Stepped up in a major way, so we
Absolutely.
Appreciate him doing that. We also have a ton of hash browns left, so if anybody wants some hash browns, I mean, Jason says they're good even when they're cold. So
no, they absolutely are. Most folks can speak to that.
Now, I will tell you, there is something that you're going to have to face.
What's that?
And that is the disappointment of the people.
Well, I knew that was coming.
So let's just have an emergency press conference right now. I will lead it. We don't have any more commercials, actually. We have so
Thank
you're
goodness.
Gonna
I can't do much more talking.
You're gonna have to do this right now.
Grease is sitting heavy right now.
Are you on the podium and are you ready to address the fans?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm raising my hand.
Go right ahead.
You got a call on me. Hey.
Question.
John Martin, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yes.
You had high hopes for yourself. You came into this thinking you could do 50 in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you got to 5.5 through 10.
Mm.
When you think back on this day and this event, what went wrong?
Stomach capacity went wrong to start it out. I should have known I'm lightweight. You understand what I'm saying? What'd you say? I'm soaking wet. You say a buck 152 or something. That was your estimate. You don't know that for a fact.
I don't know that.
But a little bit too much, talking and not enough considering of the actual stomach capacity.
Yeah.
I've got a smaller stomach. My other mistake, too. Should have been standing up. I think I sort of folded my stomach over and sitting down and trying.
I wondered about that strategy
and trying to eat the five cakes at one time. You understand?
It was a fallacy it was just a.
So again, my execution, my approach was to. I think it's one of the reasons why I wasn't able to get to double digits.
Yes, it was a. Honestly,
if I'd gone one at a time, a good chance I'd get to double digits. That was a strategic mistake.
Strategically, it was a comedy of errors. It really was, because you were talking. Again, I still have the mic here from the.
Well, that's because you didn't channel your inner Eric Hasseltine. It was not that great.
I'm sorry, Eric. I couldn't get through that.
I felt like I needed to talk and add some color.
There was nothing to commentate. Do you understand what I'm saying? There was nothing to commentate.
You start this with an I'm sorry, and you end it with a.
Offensive.
You're not being gracious in the accepting of the apology.
It was very gracious.
No,
I thought.
I mean, what am I supposed to commentate? You're sitting here heaving, about to keel over because you've eaten.
And there wasn't any heaving.
We did have some people join us to reset. It was all based around the Joey Chestnut 4th of July eating competition, and you decided that you were going to be the strong man and use a food that you were comfortable with.
Yeah, but what they do is now we see is NBA. What I was doing was Snowden junior high type stuff. Okay, that's the level. I wasn't even in the same ball. I wasn't even on the same street as those folks.
I have another respect for it. I have one more question.
I don't need
John
any
Martin,
more.
92.9.
Yeah. What would you say to your fans? Your fans who obviously were supporting you in this endeavor and really believed in you. Carolyn Hines, as you mentioned,
Jade was very nice.
Yeah, what would you say to your fans?
You know. Judge me not by my failures, but how I come back, how I bounce back from them.
How you rise from the ashes.
Judge me on that. Because again, failure, a big part of life. We get better. We shouldn't run away from it, okay? Shouldn't go in the corner and hide.
This is going viral.
It's part of what makes you better. And I have learned today, again, I'm not on the same street as those cats.
This is like that Muffet McGraw press conference that went viral.
It may have changed my view of McDonald's hash browns. Just a little bit of overload and smell.
Well, too much of anything is a bad thing.
Possible. But no. Again, for those of you all that really just want to see me get to double digits, I promise you the effort level was there. Yeah. It's just more food than I had imagined.
Yes. It was
they gave me them thick hash brown, the thick cut ones over at this McDonald's.
It was a true. Hey, real quick, can you pull up the video on my Twitter, Brad?
Yeah,
because Jason hasn't heard it yet.
I don't think I want to hear.
Jason thinks we like spike the hash browns. We made them extra hashy.
This is the
you got the extra thick.
The
one.
Actual call to McDonald's.
Yeah, we
Bennett agreed with this. Bennett agreed that these were extra thick, dude. You get most hash brown McDonald's, you finish them in two bites.
Okay, yeah.
Let me pull the video up.
Zero.
Yeah, this is it.
And they'll make those fresh, right? You know, like,
right around,
yeah, good, yeah, good.
And you pick it up at 12 noon?
12:45.
And Brett?
Jason and John, she'll put it under. That'd be best.
Okay, Jason and John.
Mm-hmm.
She's really focused here.
Is this the largest hash brown order you've ever had?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good.
All right.
That's it's good. The largest hash brown.
Now, how much is that going to cost us?
Give me one moment.
She had to go calculate. She had to go calculate how much those damn hash browns are going to cost.
Round carry the one.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Thank you guys for your help with ordering it up. We just wanted to.
I'm most grateful.
$70.40.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure you knew that it wasn't like a setup, that we didn't get you extra hashy hash brown. They were just normal golden brown. So anyway, we'll come back, wrap it up.
Thicker than usual.
Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Smith.
I would be more Mike Conley with it.
I know how to roll under the radar with my money.
John Martin.
We'd be in San John.
You'd have all your cash out, because I've heard you talking about it on other shows.
But
you'd have all your cash out and telling people all about
it. On a Cancun, sipping margaritas, and we're on the loose.
Jason and John, middays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., broadcasting on 680 a.m. This is 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all five categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
I apologize for my behavior in this Walmart grocery pickup commercial because I just got my groceries and I'm hungry. When you pick up groceries this fresh, you just got to eat. Am I right? And I didn't have time to shop in store, so I ordered online when it was convenient and then used free curbside pickup to get these baby carrots brought to me without even leaving my car. No extra charge and freshness guaranteed. Speaking of fresh. Oh, man. Try not to order when you're hungry. Walmart grocery pickup. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales, that's where you need to go if you are in the market for a new vehicle. They got them all. They got large SUVs, compact cars, small SUVs, trucks, vans, sedans. Everything you could ever possibly imagine is out there on the lot. Best of all, they got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to make the process as simple and as easy for you. If they don't have what you want on the lot, let them know. They'll go find it for you. They are located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Now, remember, this 4th of July weekend, Terry... Bag Up Terry is from Memphis. So remember that as you're going through your holiday weekend.
Y'all be safe.
Be very safe.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially as it relates to fireworks. You don't want to, you know, a Jason Pierre-Paul situation where you blow off your thumb.
Exactly. And you put the firearms down. Yeah.
Well, certainly the firearm.
Well, no, people with the guns, I mean, this ain't the time. Put it away.
Put it away, man. Put down the guns, man. Put down the gun. Don't lose your head. Use your head, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today, Jeff Calkins and everyone else. That's going to do it for us.
Brother
Jason, I'm John.
Oh,
we're
hash browns and McDonald's.
Oh, we're leaving.
Going to do the checkout?
No, there's no time for checkout.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
That's how the show goes.
I was ready for the checkout.
Thank you.
Grizz Cavs tonight, 6 p.m. on NBA TV. You can watch the third game of their summer league out at Utah before they head out to Vegas. We'll be there next week.
Yes, we will.
And see them.
Yes, we will.
Out in Vegas. Should be good. I'm about to go hit the bathroom.
Oh, good luck with that.
That's
I'm actually
check.
Going
I'm about
to
go check out the bathroom.
The Dizzy Dean World Series is in Snowden Grove this weekend. There are going to be thousands of little ones out there, including my 11-year-old for the Dizzy Dean tournament. So, see you in
good
South
luck,
Haven.
Brother.
There you go.
Got,
good
John?
Luck. It's just the 4th of July. My birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday,
man.
So I'll turn up tomorrow.
John.
That's going to do it for us.
Happy birthday.
You be safe, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a good one, though.
Thanks
enjoy yourself.
Thanks to Tony Pollard, and thanks to Anthony Sain. Thanks to you for trying that hash brown challenge.
I didn't even get close.
Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Germantown Car Wash, the only full-service car wash in Germantown. Why sweat and dirty up your clothes cleaning and vacuuming your car when we'll do it for you at almost the same price as those express washes? We will detail your rims, shampoo your mats or carpet, wipe down and clean your interior, and much more while you wait. Been in business for over 30 years. Washes including vacuum and windows start at just $12. 7601 Poplar Avenue next to Memphis Pool and Germantown Hardware.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Let's up your life with Let's. Let's up your life.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Get your home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.